بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله عز وجل يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily Allah accepts the tawbah or the repentance of his slave as long as the soul of this person does not reach up to the throat. Find that in this hadith there is an expression, yughargir, literally meaning is that a person takes water in his mouth and takes it right to the back of his throat without swallowing it. In the Arabic language, that is referred to as gharghara. So what is meant in this hadith? Actually, the meaning is inferred from the verse of the Quran, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the tawbah of a person is not acceptable who does evil deeds, who does wrong, and then when mort and death is staring him in the face, at that time he says, Ya Allah, I seek repentance from you. Many, many ahadith, we find this meaning coming forth, that at the last stages of the life of a person, when the soul of this person reaches the hulqum, that is the bottom section of the throat, or the top section of the chest, at that time, the ghaib, the unseen, becomes apparent. If a person has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will see the malaika of rahmat, the malaika of mercy descending upon him. And if a person has been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has not made tawbah, then he will see the malaika of azab, the malaika of punishment descending upon him. Allah protect us from this. So up till that point, the tawbah of a person is acceptable. But once the ghaib, the unseen, becomes apparent, there's one hadith that Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator of. He says on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the Zuhr Salah. And in the Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went forward and then he came back. So after the Salah, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala asked him, Ya Rasulullah, today we observed something in your Salah. We observed you going forward and coming back. What was the meaning of it? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that urida alayya al-jannah, that in my salah Allah revealed jannah to me. The reason I went forward was I wanted to pluck one bunch of grapes from jannah and bring it into the world for you. However, khila bayni wa baynaha. When I wanted to pluck the bunch of grapes, a boundary, an obstacle appeared between me and the bunch of grapes. The reason for this, ulama say, al-imanul matlub bil ghayb la bil mushahada. That the iman that is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman on the unseen. We can't see jannat, we can't see jahannam, we can't see the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't see the hidden system of Allah. So in reality, in this world, we are being tested. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I brought the bunch of grapes into the world, then obviously it would no longer be a test. But to teach us of the vastness of jannat, he said that if I had brought the bunch of grapes in the world, then you, my sahaba, and the rest of the people of Medina would have eaten from now, and the rest of mankind would have eaten from now till Qiyamah, and the one bunch of grapes would not have got finished. So we find that in this hadith also similar meaning, that Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah up till the last point. Yesterday we read the hadith where the external signs were mentioned, that is until the sun rises from the west, that is the major signs of Qiyamah. Likewise, there's inference that when a person passes away, his qiyamah starts. So one is the internal qiyamah, that is till the last stage of the life of a person. We find inference in hadith that a person actually can see the ruh and the soul coming out of the body. That is why many people, if you observe, at the time when they pass away, the eyeballs are facing upwards, because it is noticing the ruh and the soul going in an upward direction. The general meaning from all these various ahadith is that tawbah and repentance, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, this is not something that should be delayed. But we should be regularly in this practice. Whenever we have erred, made a mistake, immediately turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.